I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on January 14th, 2020. MariaDB has announced a new cloud-native database platform that supports smart transactions. Dubbed Platform X4, the release integrates features usually only available on high-end proprietary database systems and ought to help the open-source company further extend its reach into the enterprise market. While the traditional row-based paradigm is effective for transaction processing, analytic database tasks often require working with information held in columns, and doing this in a highly performant manner is one of the key new features of this release. But while Platform X4 supports block storage for traditional use, its column-based operations require object storage and access to Amazon's S3 API. However, these constraints don't necessarily tie the new MariaDB platform to AWS, as other cloud providers like Google also provide compatible environments. Platform X4 is available for MariaDB subscription customers today, and a download of the community edition that supports column-based storage will be released later in the month. Sales of personal computers rose last year for the first time since 2011. But while figures from IDC and Gartner suggest that 2019 was the first full year of positive PC sales in the last eight, both organizations are warning that the growth in shipments was likely a blip caused by companies purchasing new hardware as they finally made the move to Windows 10. Although IDC analysts have predicted that around 1 in 8 Windows 7 systems will be replaced with Apple hardware, there was little sign of that happening throughout 2019, with its PC class sales actually falling last year. Registration has opened for this year's HashCode competition. HashCode is one of the three coding competitions run annually by Google, and is a team coding challenge that aims to get contestants to solve real-world engineering problems. Teams that successfully make it through the online qualification stage will be invited to take on a final round challenge at Google's Dublin office on April 25th and have a chance to win a cash prize. Register soon if the contest does sound interesting, as the initial qualification round kicks off on February 20th. And on a day that saw the Kubernetes project launch a new bug bounty initiative, GitLab's own program has marked a major milestone. Started in 2014 with just swag as rewards, GitLab then took their program private before opening it up again to public submissions at the end of 2018. And having recently increased the bounties available, GitLab today celebrated paying out in excess of $1 million over the lifetime of its program. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/80. We'll be back tomorrow.